I know it's been a long time since I've been on my podcast, but I've been really taking care of myself. I see so many people that are younger than me not take care of themselves. Exercise. I know eating healthy is hard. It's hard as hell for me, but that's what we have to do. I see my daughters and I want them to be healthy for as long as they can. I want them to continue to exercise. I want them to show their daughters and their sons that exercise is important, that eating well is good, not the party. I partied, yeah, but I'm sorry I did because it showed my children that it was okay, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes we use the party to mask what we are hiding, what we are trying to do away with, what we're trying to cover up. And in the long run, it comes to bite you in the ass. So that's what I've been doing. I'm on here also because I'm really, really frightened. That's a good word. Back when I was younger, there was a big debate on the Amazon forest. And I know some people of my age or older trying to save the Amazon forest for years and years and years because there's a thing out there saying, and once we leave the Amazon forest, our world's going to change. That's our oxygen sense. That's our oxygen. That's where most of our oxygen, if you think about it, is dispersed. That place is our oxygen tank for the world. People don't realize that. Yes, we have forests up here. Yes, we have other things, but not in a, not as vast as oxygen zone like the Amazon forest. I mean, come on. Now it's burning. And now they're still trying to tear it down. It's sad. Sad how greed has taken away everything our planet has provided for us. Yes, I don't live off the land, but I don't try to steal anything. I'm trying to plant trees. God dang, I can't even keep a tree alive. I think that's what hurts me so bad. I try planting trees. I try planting this. I try planting that. I don't know if it's me or I don't know if it's my aura, but dang, the forest is not my one tree. But if everybody can plant that one tree and it survives, maybe we can help out our own Mother Earth. Just thinking about the burning, the scarring of the earth, it just hurts. And then indigenous people are trying to help stop that. But those big companies with money in their pocket, with nothing but, oh, that's me, it's me, it's give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. I can buy it. I got the money. You have no say in it. Them guys are the ones that are going to kill us, man. They're going to kill us unless one of them starts fighting back. Unless one of those rich people start telling the others, kiss my ass, I'm saving the world. I'm saving this world. But nobody has done it yet. Take, take, take. That's the end of this session. I had to look back at what I named myself. USMC, Grandma's, Grandma, what was it? Oh my goodness. I'm a veteran. Said that before. I'm a grandma. Said that before. I'm indigenous. I don't know if I've said that before. I'm a person. When I was growing up back in the little days, it was scary to go to school. With all the scary stuff going on now, you think about it, it's been going on for a long ass time. I was called a half-breed. Because I was part Navajo and part Spanish, as I was thinking, I thought. But ended up, I was white, Anglo. But the fact was, I wasn't one whole of one or the other. And when people would sit there and call you a half-breed, it was like venom coming out of the tongue. You know, you're just a kid, like, why you call me that? That's not a bad thing. You know, I'm a person. Then you see all the crap going on, and you pray your daughters don't have to be involved in any of that shit. The receiving definitely better not be given it, because mama will be right there on their asses. But we need to stand up. We need to stand up for each other, for being human, for being beautiful, for being a person. Why are we so mean? Why do we want to hurt? You know, I was in the Marine Corps, yeah. You know, but God damn it, we went to war. We signed a contract to go to war to defend this damn country. You know, that's what I did. I did. I went to war. I may not have shot anybody or, you know, but I did my part in war. I came out of it scarred, just like some people. But the fact is, I went to war and signed a contract to defend this country's rights, our amendments, our freedom. It doesn't say everybody has to go to the same church. It says every religion. It doesn't say, it says we the people. It doesn't say we the Anglo, we the Black, we the Native. It says we the people. So why can't we just act like that? You know, as there are asses in each race. We all know that. Let's be real with that. But to think we're better than anybody else is wrong. You know, those that preach Christianity, I believe, are not reading the damn Bible. Sorry. I mean, Jesus was a humble man. He was humble. He went and did things with people that were not rich, that not had money. He took money from the rich. He fed the poor. And all you mighty high Christian people with money, and oh my goodness, you twist around the truth. Read that thing. A humble guy. You know, we go to Buddhism. That man is humble. Humble. But they all preach love, kindness. And then people twist it around. Even the Muslims, that's a humble. Kindness. But then you get these martyrs. Oh my God. Oh, that's not what it said. You're looking at it like son of a bitch. That's what I read. But it don't say that. No. What the fuck does it say? Then they twist it around and tell you something way off in left field. Like, holy shit. Thank God I don't play softball with your ass. You know? Come on, man. Why are you twisting it? Oh, you got an agenda. Oh, there you go. That's the agenda. You don't like somebody, so you're just going to like this, like everybody of that kind. Yeah, there's that agenda. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and believe me, I'll be the first one to tell you. I will go to war. I get pissed real easy because of stupid people. Stupid people who are mean. You know, I work with a lot of different people, and each and every one of them, I hope, understand. I think they're great. I didn't teach. I gave a speech to a bunch of young young people, high schools or just got out of high school. And I told them, go out there. And these are they're not colored. Well, I guess there are. They're Native Americans. And they go out there, and guess what? The world's not going to be fair. Get out there. And I have a bunch of tattoos. I know none of y'all know me much. If you guys don't know me, I have a crap load of tattoos. But I'm also 54, and I've been working forever. And I don't sit there and get skulls or anything like that. I get some nice little tattoos. They're nice. They're viewable. But I also told the kids, hey, guess what? You get all the tattoos I got, you go to your first job, you ain't going to get hired. They looked at me and I said, that's not fair, huh? Some of them were like, shaking. I said, it is fair. Why are you getting the damn tattoos when you ain't got no money? And half of them laughed. You know, and then you're sitting there saying piercings. I got two. Got one in my nose. I got one in my ear from my migraines. It didn't work today, by the way. And I tell them, you get your piercings, and then you walk in with all your tattoos and your piercings, and you're trying to get a job, just started, and you're wondering why nobody's hiring you. Duh. Come on, man. Don't get them tattoos and don't get the piercings. You make sure you're set in life. Make sure you got your own thing going on. I didn't get my shit till I was 40s. I had a couple hidden, but most of them I got in my 40s. Now a couple in my 50s. I said, so you can do it. And then I told them, of course, they're going to be bashed because of their skin color. But you know what? Walk away. It's not fair. I know it's not fair. But reality is reality. People suck out there because your color of your skin. Oh, I like the ones that tell me, oh, you're Native American? Oh, always wanted to date one. Oh, yeah, get off of me, whatever. But yeah, that's my thing today.